listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rod McLeod. Here's what's making news for Monday, February 6. Survivors of the SeaWorld helicopter crash speak about the tragedy. Tom Tate says he'll go for mayor again in 2024. And a Northcliffe duo take out the Iron Man and Iron Woman series. Survivors of the SeaWorld helicopter tragedy have spoken out about the terrifying moments just before the mid-air collision. Four people sadly died when two helicopters crashed near the theme park last month. Elle-Marie Steenberg has told Nine she didn't think she'd make it out alive.
I looked at the left and I saw the helicopter underneath me, and then I knew we were in serious trouble. And I actually said, please God, help us.
Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has confirmed he'll be contesting the March 2024 election. He was first elected in 2012 and is the Gold Coast's longest-serving mayor. No other candidates have declared their intention to run yet. The Reserve Bank is tipped to increase the cash rate again this week by 0.25%, the highest it's been in a decade. It means the interest rate would be 3.35%, with a finance professor saying the RBA didn't have much of a choice. University of Southern Queensland's Dr. Tapan Sakar says the cash rate will continue to climb until there's a clear sign that inflation's declining.
One good news I have at this moment is, as we know, that the recent retail sales data fallen the first time.
The RBA's decision to update the design of the $5 note honouring first Australians is a step towards reconciliation, according to the Logan Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation for Elders chair. Uncle Terry Stebbin says our country has a rich history of more than 60,000 years, which hasn't been recognised.
There's been discussion about whether it should have a person as representative on there. I think what it needs to do is represent culture itself. Have cultural imaging on there of various aspects of the culture, dance, artwork.
Updating sport now, Northcliffe's Matt Bevilacqua has won his second national Ironman title in a thrilling series final on the Gold Coast. Bevilacqua held out Ben Carberry to win by a single point. Defending series champion Ali Day was forced out of the decider because of a virus. And it was a double win for the Northcliffe club, with Georgia Miller winning the Iron Woman series. A memorandum of understanding has been signed with the aim of growing participation of boys and men in netball across Queensland. Netball Queensland and the Queensland Suns have come together to encourage more Gold Coast men and boys to give the sport a try. CEO of Netball Queensland, Kate Davies, says a clear goal is to increase involvement at the grassroots level.
We need to work harder than ever before to be the sport of choice for women and girls, but we're also putting a lot more energy into learning from others as we work hard to, you know, welcome and embrace participation from men and boys in our great sport.
And now you're up to date with what's happening on the Gold Coast and Tweed. Our listener app is your new home of local news. Download the app now to listen live or on demand.